Well, a God morning and welcome back to the God School. These are what appear to be perilous times. And there is an innumerable company out there seemingly preaching or teaching in God's name about end times, about this, that, and the other thing. And folks, I have no doubt we are in what the Bible calls the last days of this world as we know it. I believe that the return of Jesus Christ is close. Having taught on the feast days, which is not our subject today, if you want to hear, look up past teaching on the feast days. I don't know when the Lord will return. I do know what day He will return. It's the Feast of Trumpets. If the calendars I've read are correct, that day comes in just about 10 days? I don't know that is going to be September 24th, the day Christ returns. But I know this, that Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith? And from the beginning of the God School until now, I have maintained that the teaching from this preacher, pastor, is not designed that you might have a better life here, but that you might have eternal life in Christ Jesus with God our Father. Now, the last couple of weeks, we've been teaching on faith. And I don't know, last week's message must have struck a nerve somewhere, because this last week for me has been a great trial of faith. I want to take you this morning to Paul's description of this operation of the gift of faith that God not only gave to Abraham, but unto his seed, unto his seeds, who by grace have also been gifted this faith. In the fourth chapter of Romans, it says, this is just adding on to last week's message, the fifth verse says, but to him that worketh not, and as I've been taught, this expression of the Greek adds emphasis to him that worketh not at all, but faiths, King James says believes, you know, if you're new, catch up, I don't have time, I'm not feeling that good today, I'm here by faith, but it says, to him that worketh not at all, but faitheth on him which righteousifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. The 16th verse says, and I just don't have time this morning. I'm sorry. I hate to rush over God's word, but you know, grab hold of yourselves and hear the word of God this morning. The 16th verse says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Paul puts in a small parenthesis. He says, now let's go back and look what was written. As it is written, God speaking, I have made thee the father of many nations. He said this to Abraham, who had no children. And God is saying, I have made thee a father of many nations. That's when he changed his name from Abram to Abraham. So we have this little parenthesis in there, speaking of Abraham, who is the father of us all, before whom he faithed, even God. He trusted God. And now here's a description of God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not, as though they were. We have introduced in the God school oftentimes about the importance of the revelation of the names of God, for the names of God fit, that is, that which God has used as a description of himself, not a name, a complete description, but a name as part of what God is revealing to us. We've taught on these names. And one of the names that is not expounded on is that name. The God of impossibilities. Because he calls those things which be not as though they were. Now, speaking of Abraham and this promise of God in renaming him, that he'd be father of many nations, there was no evidence outside of God proclaiming it. Abraham was about 100 years old. His wife was 90. They had produced zero children. And the scripture is pretty obvious. It wasn't because they abstained from each other. We'll read on and figure it out. But it says of Abraham having received this promise, it says, who against hope, faithed in hope. An alternative translation is who beyond hope, on hope, faith. All he had was the hope of the Word of God and the understanding of his faithfulness. There was nothing that gave evidence of Abraham or Sarah's ability to become what God had promised. God also promised to Sarah, you know, multitude of nations would come out of her. Who beyond hope, on hope, faithed that he might become father of many nations according to that which was spoken. Who spoke it? God. He said, so shall thy seed be. And Paul goes on to describe Abraham, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Here's a key verse. King James says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. What it says is, he staggered not at the promise of God through, the Greek is apistis. And when you want to reverse something in the Greek, you put an A as a prefix on the word. And so the understanding is through not even non-faith, but against faith. It does not say that Abraham wasn't staggered by the incongruity of the circumstance, that is, his dead body, his wife's dead womb. God said, father, mother of many nations. It doesn't say he didn't stagger at that. What it is declaring is that he was not staggered through against faith. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Why? Because he was fully persuaded that what he, that is God, had promised, he, that is God, was able to perform. This life offers us multiple opportunities to be staggered. But it says of Abraham's seed, the father of faith, that we are not to be staggered by unbelief, by against faith, but we are to be strong in faith by God's grace. I was staggered this last 24 hours. I got a physical condition that, it's been bothering me for a little while. I was doing this, that, and the other thing to kind of reduce the symptoms, but they grew worse and worse till I don't remember having a more difficult night than I did last night. I'm no martyr, folks. God reserves that for really special people. But I went through pain that, by the kindness of God, I hope I don't have to go through again. But pain was almost unceasing. In his kindness, God gave me maybe 3 hours sleep last night, intermittent over 6 or 7 hours, some small relief of pain. And in the midst of it, I give you not personal testimony, but I give you testimony of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, who said he would be with us always. The multitude of promises that the Spirit of God brought to mind, those promises which are contained in this Bible, this which we call the Bible. And there was a battle going on. And I have to tell you, by circumstance, I was losing the battle. But by faith, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able. This morning, I at least am in a condition where I can sit up and speak with you, which was not the condition most of yesterday and virtually all of last night. Deuteronomy 33 says, tough shoes for a tough trip. Whether Christ returns this Feast of Trumpets, September 24th, or next Feast of Trumpets in 2015, or whenever God so chooses, I will tell you, folks, that, as Dr. Scott used to say, cheer up, folks, it's going to get worse. And the last days of his life, he jokingly said, you know, I told you folks that, but, you know, I really didn't think it pertained to me. And he went through an ungodly battle of faith up till the time that the Lord took him home. I want to continue Verse 21 says, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, that is God, he was able to perform, I want to go back for a minute. It says of Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through apistis, through against faith, but was strong in faith, that is, was empowered by faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was able to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. That is, it was given, not his own, another righteousness. The New Testament says the righteousness of God, which is through the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, all this was written not for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we faith on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and was raised for our, King James says, justification, for our righteousification. What is that righteousness? It is the righteousness of God. God's going to give it and has given it. We see it not wholly evidenced in this life, but being persuaded that what he has promised, he is able to perform. We continue on in faith. Paul goes on. There's no chapter and verse. Paul wrote a letter to the Romans. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we faith, that is, act based upon a belief sustained by confidence in the promises of God, on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our righteousification, therefore being righteousified by faith, we have peace with God. He's not against us. We have peace with God through and in Jesus Christ our Lord, for that is the activity of the gospel for faith. God puts us in Jesus Christ. To the glory of God, by whom also, that is, by Jesus Christ, we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. The glory of God was fully manifested in that tabernacle of the flesh that we call Jesus Christ. That is the glory of God. And that is the hope that we have, that we shall be found in him. And not only so do we glory in Christ, but we glory in tribulation. We glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope makes us not ashamed. Let me give you an alternative, maybe a greater impression of the picture of what Paul's talking about here. Tribulation, we get that word from the Latin word tribulum, where one took a rod and beat the chaff from the wheat. It was separated. Whackings, Dr. Scott used to say. We glory in whackings also, knowing that whackings worketh patience. No, cross that word out when you come to it. The word is endurance. We're talking about a life of faith. We're talking about a journey into eternal life. And on that road, there are whackings. And it takes endurance to make it all the way home. As we have been whacked, we through those whackings understand endurance has been produced, and by the endurance of particular whackings we develop experience. Did I think this physical problem I was having in the last 24 hours was going to kill me? No, I didn't. Did I want to give up a little bit of me. But I, like you, have endured whackings before, and the experience is we made it through. We made it through by faith. We made it through by strength provided by God, who said he would not tempt us or test us beyond that which we are able, but with the very temptation provide a specific for Don, for you, for all of us, a specific way of escape. And having endured whackings before, we have the experience, we made it through. And because of that experience, we have hope. Sometimes it seems beyond hope. But on hope, we will continue to faith God's promises, and that hope shall not make us ashamed. Because we know this, that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, God, time, Christ died for the ungodly. There was, in the midst of this trouble, that question that pops up in every child of God. God, what did I do to bring this on? The answer doesn't make any difference whether I was at fault for this or innocent and just getting whacked. We know this, that God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Believe me, at 3 o'clock this morning, there is no way that I had confidence that this message or that God's message was going to get taught this morning. But I give thanks to God. For he is good, for his loving kindness endures into eternity. He is faithful who has promised. He is able who has promised. Children of God, keep on faithing in Him. Though you might be staggered, don't be staggered by against faith, but be empowered by faith. And that's the God School for today.